Okay, if you said to a child who is misbehaving, if you do that again, I'm going to have to...
punish you? Spank you? Whatever form of punishment.
Whatever, okay. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you say he's... doing what with her?
Courting her.
Okay, fine. Any other term that you would use?
Dating. I don't know what the younger people use today.
Okay. If a girl's putting on her best dress, her little brother says she's fixing up for her...
date or her beau.
Okay.
We used to use that term one time.
He said he's going to see his...
best girl or his girl.
Okay. All right. A boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, and his little brother says, you've been...
kissing.
Okay, any other terms you might have for kissing?
Smooching. I can't think of anything else right now.
Okay, all right. When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she... what'd she do to this poor guy?
She jilted him? She is tired of him? Or?
Okay. He asked her to marry him. And then she says no, so what has she done to him? Anything worse?
Oh, just broke his heart, probably.
Okay, all right. They were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
broke the engagement, or...
dumped on him, would you ever use that, or any other expressions?
No, I would just say sort of jilted. I don't know whether that would be the right term to use, but I...
okay. If she didn't turn him down for any of these, they went ahead and got...
married.
Okay, fine. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the...
best man.
Okay, any other old-fashioned names you might have ever heard for this?
That's the only thing I've ever heard.
Okay. And the girl that stands up with the bride is the...
matron of honor.
Okay, and if she has several other participants, they would be called?
Bridesmaids.
Okay, fine. After a wedding, the boys in the neighborhood might gather around the couple's home and make all kinds of noise. You'd call this a... this might be sometimes if it's the person has been married before, or people want to gather around, or it could be in the community when somebody's been taking a... political stand that everybody doesn't like. People gather around, make lots of noise. What would you call this?
Oh, not a reception.
No. Would you have any term for it?
I didn't know they did. I know they, tie cans and things like that on a car, but I didn't know that they ever went over to anybody's house.
Okay.
That must have been way back, sure enough.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a very old term, long time ago.
What did they use for that?
Oh, they had lots of things. Catahump, reception, but not...
reception is not
bull
at somebody's
banding,
house.
Saluting, serenading, chivalry.
My gracious. That sounds like the Quakers or somebody up in the Pennsylvania Dutch country. They're interesting people if you've ever been up there.
I have been up there, but I've never gotten to see them.
Oh, I haven't.
Yes. All right, if someone lives further up the street, you'd say, he lives blank the Browns.
Past.
Okay, if he lives sort of with them, what would you say? He lives trying to get like a location.
Or beyond, or west.
Okay, or up. You would say he would live up at the Browns, would you ever say that?
Oh,
or?
I would say he would live with the Browns.
Then. Okay, with the Browns. Okay, that's fine. All right. There was trouble at the party, and the police came and arrested the...